He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes.
We welcome Emily this Tuesday morning to the program. Yesterday, we did Monday without you, Emily. So welcome on this Tuesday, your voice. Jump in anytime. Don't let me overtalk you.
We're continuing the topic to be fruitful and multiply and expounding on 5 points. So last week, we talked about trusting in the Lord and His Word. We talked about embracing challenges. Yesterday, we introduced point number 3, which is to grow in the knowledge of God. This is for us to be able to go forth, to be able to bear fruit, and to be able to multiply. So yesterday we looked at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, and we also looked at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Today we're going to jump in with Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. So again, it's talking about growing into things. We know that because when we were little, right, the people used to buy us clothes and shoes and they say, well, grow into them.
So grow.
The size was already established. Yeah. It was already too big, but they say, oh, you'll grow into it. And we all remember putting on something too big and then just hearing the adults say, well, you'll grow into it. Just wear it. It's all right. You know, just grow into it. So it's already there. So the knowledge of God, His grace. And now here it's talking about speaking the truth in love. All these things worketh together so that we could grow up into the image of Christ.
And like Emily always, that's her big thing, love.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do must has love in it.
Mm-hmm.
Speak the truth how?
In love.
In love. How you live your life? In love.
In love. Mm-hmm.
How you worship? In love.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to do with love. Because God is love.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope if you need that this morning, if you need that, receive that.
Mm-hmm.
Receive that. That everything about God is love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And go ahead.
No, I believe that with all my heart that nothing matters when we're going to go home. He's not going to say how many degrees you have. He's not going to say how many houses you have. He's going to say, who did you love? And I believe that with all my heart. And everything we do in this life should be of love. And I don't just mean, oh, I love you. I mean really love somebody. See them for who they are. See, look into their eyes and look at their soul and see who they are, not what they did in life.
So just as Ephesians says, so when I'm going to tell someone, we're going to tell someone something, it's coming from a place of love. That's it.
Yes.
It's coming from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming from a place of envy, strife, bitterness. It's coming from love.
Because all those things are carnal. All those things were of this world.
There you go.
None of them exist in the other world. It's only love. God loves us immensely. He died for our sins. And that's the main thing in life, is to love one another. So don't sweat the small stuff. Just know you're loved. And the bottom line is, it's really all that matters.
So grow up in love.
Amen.
Grow up in love. Dan, look at Colossians. Colossians 1, 9 and 10. As we segue, we're going to segue from that scripture into our fourth point, right? Because this was our third point. So let's look at, before we leave, Colossians 1 and verse 9 and 10.
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and in increasing in the knowledge of God.
Oh, so that's it right there. That's a message, a whole message there. What we teach it is found in Colossians right there. Colossians 1, 9 through 10. If you're going to live a fruitful life, look at how he tells us how to do it. So as we move away from point number 3, it's Colossians 1, 9 through 10. Summarize it all. You got to be fruitful, you got to grow. How? In the knowledge. How? In the grace. How? In love. And then you will be fruitful in all good work.
And it's like everything in life. We have to grow. We have to have knowledge. You can't go into a classroom and take a test and not have the knowledge of how to pass it. So the same thing with God. You really need to have the knowledge and to know where you're going in life and what the word says, so that when we can learn how to navigate this life, you know, because otherwise we do our own thing. We act carnally. We don't know what to do. We don't know what the word of God says, and we make mistakes. But this way, if you know and grow in the knowledge, you're going to know what the word says, and you're going to know where to go in life and how to do it.
Amen. Go ahead, Dan.
And as you pray, it says, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge. So a lot of times when we're, you know, as we're talking about doing the truth in love, operating in the truth to be able to, in love, to be able to grow and such. When we pray for people, it'll change our heart toward people.
Yes.
You know, because in our own strength, we don't have that much love to give.
Right. Yeah.
But when we begin to have the heart of Christ and have compassion for people, as we pray for people. And we're operating then in love, then it brings a curiosity, a draw of because of the love, it draws people to Christ. I had a professor at UCF, and he used to always tell us that nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So you can know a whole bunch, but don't nobody care until they know how much you care about them. They care what you know when they know that you care for them and that your intentions toward them are good. But if you're just blab, 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 a whole bunch of stuff that you know, and there's no care, there's no love, it's not going to go very far. So nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Going on to point number 4 is to acknowledge God in everything.
Amen.
Acknowledging him in all ways. So we're going to be in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, which tells us, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it.
Yes.
For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
So that scripture tells us, as we come in from point number 1, point number 2, point number 3, and now we're in point number 4. Point number 4 says, in order for us to produce a fruitful life, we must acknowledge God in everything, right? Point number 3 says, in order for us to acknowledge God in everything, we must grow in the knowledge of God. And we had already established that growing in the knowledge of God, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, is the word. It says, all scripture now is given by the inspiration of God. It's good for doctrine. It's good for correction. It's good, it's good for profit. And here goes now. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, says, since we know that all that we have said here, since we now establish it as the truth, then meditate now. Mm-hmm. Meditate upon the book of law. That means the book of law is the whole entire word, not just one little chapter. Everything, all scripture. Meditate upon it. And how should we do it? Day and night. And if we meditate on the word of God day and night, we will become fully aware of God's presence. We'll come fully aware of God's grace. We'll come fully aware of God's knowledge. That's what meditation will do for us. And meditate on how? On the word of God. Yes.
This was the Lord who was speaking to Joshua, who said that to Joshua. And he told Joshua at a time where Joshua was going through challenges.
Yes.
So that goes back to point number two, to embrace challenges. And in order for him to embrace this challenge, he had to go back to number one, which is to trust God.
Yes.
So during all this, he's also growing in the knowledge of God because he's giving him the scripture. He's telling him, look, day and night.
Yeah.
Now, because Joshua, he was the servant, he was the assistant of Moses. And there were times where it'd say where he would stay back and he would just, you know, he would study. He would be in the presence of God, of preparation and such. But now it's a time of transition where
because
he has to
Moses
embrace.
Is gone.
Yeah, he has to embrace the challenge. Yeah.
It's easy when you're following somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, you just say, okay, he's there. Moses is there, man. Moses got it. Moses got it. I understand. If I was there, I wouldn't worry. Moses got it because Moses has proven to be a fearless leader, a powerful leader. Can you imagine following that guy?
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, we see him part the Red Sea. We see him bring the children of Israel out of bondage. Joshua was there. He saw all of this thing. And now he's gone. And Joshua said, oh, no. Oh, me. Oh, my. Poor me. Oh, my.
It's easy to run the ball up the field when somebody's blocking for you, right?
That's right.
When you have all your blockers and you have the ball, it's easy to run it up the field. But when all the blockers get out of the way and you're just trying to run the ball up the field yourself, it's a lot different.
You have to scramble on your own now. You on your own. You got to scramble to get into the end zone, you know? So that's it here. So God is saying to Joshua, Joshua, this was the principle that Moses used. This was the principle that Moses used. He meditated upon the word. How day and night. You do the same. And then you'll make your way prosperous. And then you'll have great success.
And he received the word. Joshua received the word and he spoke in faith and he was able to go out and do. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
your day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Just a tiny nowhere town with a tiny no room in. This is where the greatest story ever told begins. Where just a tiny beating heart had all creation leaning in. That night the world forever changed because because of Bethlehem.